Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried says hemp cultivation is overtaking some of the crops Florida is well known for.
At this moment, Florida has 22,078 licensed acres of hemp cultivation after just nearly 7 months. This acreage is nearly identical to three of our key crops, tomatoes, watermelon, and snap peas, and is double that of what we have production in strawberries here in the state of Florida.
Soon, Fried says hemp could be about half as big as citrus in Florida.
This is very encouraging numbers on a very versatile new crop, and proud that we are helping build this industry, not just as a regulator, but as a partner working to build processing and manufacturing capacity here in our state.
State lawmakers passed legislation in 2019 that okayed hemp farming in the state of Florida. Since then, Florida's cannabis director, Holly Bell, says the industry has taken off. Hemp is made from the same kind of plant as marijuana, but hemp plants are non-euphoric. In Florida, Bell says most of the hemp grown is produced for CBD products.
There are two categories that I talk to people about. There's the industrial fibrous hemp side that makes all of those products I talked about. And then there's essential oil. And essential oil is what CBD that we all hear about right now is made from. And because that market is out there and has caught on, predominantly that's what's grown in Florida and everywhere right now. We have a few farmers growing for the seed, the fiber, the protein powder, but probably 95% of them right now are growing for essential oils because that's where the demand is.
Bell says hemp farming is offering a profitable alternative for farmers, including citrus growers, who've been struggling with a tree disease called greening.
We're talking about citrus groves that weren't producing, that had been killed to greening, lost, weren't producing any revenue. So those are being dug up and the land is being repurposed to bring in revenue and create jobs. If you're talking about tomatoes, blueberries, we're talking about farmers that were not going to plant those anymore because of the competition they're getting south of the border, and they're just not making any money.
Bell says in many ways, hemp has also proven itself to be pandemic-proof. While some farmers struggled to sell their produce this spring as restaurants shut down as part of an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus, hemp demand increased.
CBD stores were left open during the pandemic. Sales flourished. Some of them even saw dramatic increases. And so therefore, the factories continue to produce and grow in revenue. We have several major factories here that produce it in the state of Florida. And we're not talking small factories. I'm talking factories that gross 40, 50 million a year. And we're just in year one or two of this program.
Bell says she expects to see continued growth in the industry over the next several years. I'm Regan McCarthy.